Brendan Hardy is a relief pitcher for the Hartford Yard Goats, and he turned pro. What did you graduate high school in, 2018 or 17?
Yes, sir.
Yeah?
2018.
And you're from, was it Gulfport, Mississippi?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so, and he throws in the 90s, and he, this is, it's, you've gone through the system. If people don't know it, you start like rookie ball, you go low A, high A, and now you're in double A.
Yes, sir.
So you're moving, right?
We're trying to.
Yeah. Thanks for getting up. I mean, right now you'd be sleeping, right?
Yes, sir. Yeah. 1,000%.
Was it tough to get up this morning?
A little bit. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, you got. But it seems like you got some energy about you. I want to talk about a bunch of things. I know you're coming off an injury, but how has the year been for you? I mean, what's it like? I mean, it must have been nice to be in one place for most of the year as opposed to bouncing around a couple times.
I'll say it's very convenient. And then especially the fact that, you know, we made a playoff push, clinching the first half. I mean, it's just made it even better.
What do you like? I mean, what's it like being up here? Because, I've left New England. I've never left the Northeast to live, right? I lived in Jersey, and I've lived in Massachusetts and Connecticut, right? To come from Mississippi, and now you've seen the country, but is it a hard adjustment to live here?
I think the hardest adjustment is playing in the cold. That's about it. I mean, as far as living wise, it's just, I find it cool to travel and explore different places. And then the past 2 years, I spent part of my season in Brooklyn. So that was awesome,
right? Yeah,
it was awesome. At first, it was a culture shock because Mississippi kid in New York.
Right.
I mean, it's not, you realize you're not in the South anymore, but.
We're not in Kansas anymore.
Exactly. But, no, I mean, coming here to Hartford, I mean, it's just been an absolutely great transition. The stadium, the fans, everything is even better. And, I mean, everybody's real passionate up here.
Without giving anything away, because I don't want to tell people where you live, like, do you live in Hartford? Do you live in West Hartford? Like, do you live near here? Like, how does it work with, and you probably have roommates who are on the team? How does that work? People don't know how you live. They think the big leaguers, they get their bags carried for them, and they fly on charters, right? Like, but what's it like for you?
I mean, yeah, no, we're not flying on charters. No, we actually live in Hartford. So, I mean, not too far away from the stadium. So, we're actually downtown. But other than that, we only get our travel bags carried for us.
Everything else you got to carry.
Yes.
Yeah. Brendan Hardy is joining us here on Brian and Company. We're live at Duncan Park in advance of tonight's game of the Hartford Yard Goats against the Somerset Patriots. You know, I covered sports for a number of years, and I'm sort of fascinated by, and before I met my wife, the girlfriend I had, her older brother played in the majors for a while, and he signed out of high school. He was going to go to Clemson, and then he got drafted late in the first, and he ended up signing. And it was a hard decision, though. Like, you were drafted, I think it was the 31st round.
Yes, sir.
And so what went into the decision to go be a pro as opposed to go, like, the college route?
I mean, the biggest thing was security reasons as far as – if I got hurt in pro ball, like, they've already made that investment in you. So then that way you have even more drive and even more intuition to go ahead and continue on in your career. And plus they have the best rehab staffs too. Whereas a lot of guys from Mississippi, they've caught that injury bug somewhere in college. And then that was kind of it for them. So I wanted to make sure as far as physical safety, and then everybody around me said, you could always get your degree, but you only have one shot to chase your dream.
And did you have, for college opportunities, like, did you have Ole Miss or Mississippi State? Were they options for you?
It's funny because I didn't have Ole Miss, but Mississippi State started talking to me later in my senior year.
Good baseball, too.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we take it seriously, so that's why a lot of guys, including myself, were actually signed JUCO, but ended up getting drafted a couple months later anyway. So,
right. You know, I'm curious. We're talking with Brendan Hardy of the Hartford Yard Goats. He's a relief pitcher. And, you know, what was it like being on your own at 18?
It was different. You definitely have to mature a lot quicker than most who might choose the college route. As far as you walk into the clubhouse, you're not big dog on campus anymore. Right. And you're competing against grown men who might have a wife and kid at home. Right. So
Is it different? There's a lot more. Is it lonely? Is it like kind of lonely at first, or is it cool? Because the guy, everyone wants to make the big. So the guy next to you is also could be your buddy, but it's also a guy you're fighting against to get to the next level.
Yeah, I mean, it's like obviously you're competing against the guy next to you, but also at the same time, that all gets settled on the field whenever it's your turn to go out there and perform. But as far as off the field and just day-to-day life, like, you do form your brotherhoods. And, I mean, I'm very grateful for the ones that I've formed over these past 7 years.
Yeah, I have so many questions that we don't have a ton of time. We're talking with Brendan Hardy. You don't mind me asking you all these questions, do you?
No, I don't mind.
Before we get to some of the baseball, how was the pandemic? Like, how difficult? Because you get drafted and, you know, you're trying to get up the food chain. Like, how hard was that as a player in the minors? Because we know what happened in the major league level, but I don't even know. Did they just cancel everything?
Yes, basically. And then they brought us in for instructional camp that October. But COVID definitely changed the way that baseball was, especially cutting out some of the affiliates. So with that goes people's jobs. And, I mean, it's like you hate to see some of your brothers cut. And then the fact that you're back at home, you're constantly doing live BPs, just throwing bullpens, just trying to stay ready. And whenever the season gets canceled, I mean, it's absolutely a bummer. But a lot of guys, we took it as an opportunity to develop for a whole year and then see what we could do in 2021 whenever everything picked back up.
So when do you know, I mean, media business is not unlike pro sports. You can be good enough sometimes and not get the opportunity. Sometimes the opportunity is not up to you. It's out of your hands. And sometimes, you know, things will fall your way. And when do you know if you're going to get that chance or not? Or, you know, like, how does that work in your mindset and approach? Like, you're 24 now, right?
Yes, sir.
And when do you think, like, you'll know if it's going to be possible to make the bigs?
I feel like it first became possible to me in 2022, where I went home the previous offseason, like, coming off of a really bad year. You could go back and check the stats
one. This is 2021 you did?
Yes. Oh, yeah. 2021 was the roughest year I've had by far. But just going home, correcting the things I needed to correct as far as walks and then some mechanical issues, came back, and my low-A stats in 2022 were a lot better, which helped me go ahead and receive that promotion. But I mean, it's not about where you're playing. As long as you're playing good,
yeah,
you'll end up getting that opportunity. So,
you still feel optimistic that you're on a trajectory to?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that's awesome. So what is the offseason? You go back home, and are you were with the Mets. You got – it was a minor league Rule 5, and
yes,
I won't
sir.
Get into the details with our audience because they don't care and they don't know. I mean, if they do know, I apologize. But you got picked up by the Rockies. And so what happens, you know, when you guys win the Eastern League title, what happens after that?
We go back home after the Major League World Series is done. I become a free agent, and then hopefully, you know, I'll find myself back with the Rockies. If not, if God has another plan for me, I mean, as long as I have an opportunity to play baseball, I'm going to keep on this forge to the big leagues.
That's great. What's your long term? Like, someone said you might want to be in this business. Like,
yes.
And I think you quit yourself quite well. I mean, what do you want to do long term when baseball is done?
I do want to get into broadcasting because I feel like once I'm done playing ball, it'll be hard for me to get away from it.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I actually got to meet Harold Reynolds last year.
Yeah.
And I told him, hey, man, I want to be up there on MLB Network with you one day. And he said, yeah, hopefully you still got about 20 more years before that happens. And I was yep, you're right.
He says that for two reasons. One, he wants you to have a long career. Two, he doesn't want you to take his job. But, you know, I knew you're coming off an injury, so you wouldn't be qualified to pitch until next series. You should talk Dooley and force yourself in the booth for a couple of innings. That's what you should do.
I mean, we'll see what we can finesse.
I'll
but, I mean, I like being down in the dugout, cheering my guys on, talking to them.
Well, listen, Brendan, we wish you the best. I really appreciate you getting up. I mean, we very rarely get access to players, you know, especially, you know, it's just not an easy thing for us to do. So I think for our audience, it's a pleasure, and it's great to meet you, and I wish you the best.
Yes, sir. I mean, it's great meeting you, and I appreciate y'all having me on.
All right, Brendan Hardy, again, relief pitcher for the Hartford Yard Goats. What number in the program? What's on the back of your jersey?
16.
Okay, so when they beat Somerset two straight, you'll see him in the next series.